Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bottom. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life. Hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field. That's all deep. Back on Schaefer. At the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness. An absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling at a bender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? And this is live with the Zen Man, and right on time, Hootie. What's going on, Hootie?
I'm chilling, just getting home, getting ready to do this.
It's all good. Yeah, man, we only got a half an hour today, just what y'all know. Just got limits, I guess. No big deal. We're going to have half an hour for you guys today. So just getting into my top news, what I have for you guys. And Bobby Valentine fired today after a really bad season with the Red Sox. I mean, you know, everyone's got their opinion, I guess, but, I mean, they have such a good, you know, it's one thing when you have, like, a weird team, but you have so much talent on a team. Not anymore, but, I mean, you did before you traded out, like, Crawford and Gonzalez and all that. You got to be able to make a good team. You know, there's coaches out there that are making teams like the Athletics a good team in the Nationals, and if you can't make the Red Sox a good team, I mean, that's the coach's fault. Packers coach Mike McCarthy reached out to the veteran referee, the interim referee, Wayne Elliott. After his bat, he was the one that made the bad call on the Seahawks game that ultimately made it a touchdown. Basically, Wayne Elliott was getting, after obviously like the interim refs are done, but he's been getting a lot of phone calls after this bat and a lot of messages. But the one that McCarthy sent him was just telling him, it was a bad call, but he did it with class. And Wayne Elliott actually came out and said, He thought that it was a rule that you can push off. You're allowed to push off on a Hail Mary or something like that. I don't know. But even all the mess that he's in now with everybody hating him, he says he wouldn't change it because he enjoyed being a ref. So it is what it is. I mean, you don't blame him. You know, they don't know what they're doing half the time. So many different rules as it is. And they're not used to all the millions and millions of people watching, especially on a Monday Night Football game. Let's see what we got here. Peyton Manning is now. Go ahead.
What's up? I was going to say, just to go back to the Bobby Valentine thing, I mean, it's the worst season the Red Sox have had in 15 years. So I can see why they jumped up and fired him after 60. One season.
Yeah, I had like 62 wins or something.
Yeah, that was horrible. I mean, you figure what they were 69-93, the worst season they've had in 50 years. So I can see why they jumped the gun and fired him. They didn't give him a year to turn it around, even though a lot of people said that next year would be their year. But anyway, we'll just keep moving along. I just wanted to throw that in there, kind of a neat little stat that they haven't won, lost that bad in 50 years.
I mean, they have to, yeah, no question. Peyton Manning is now part owner of the Memphis Grizzlies. I believe we talked about it like a month ago. Justin Timberlake is also part owner of the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really anything to talk about. After a reporter asked Kobe if he's worried about it still being his team, or he just basically said, yeah, it is his team. And you know what? It's not like he came out and said it. Somebody asked him the question, what is he supposed to say? Truthfully, it is his team. He's been there since he's been like 19 years old, so why would it be anybody else's team that they're, I mean, Howard Nash hasn't even played one game yet, so.
series. What do you think about that comment from Shaq about them, about Bynum and Lopez being the true centers in the league and not even putting Howard out there?
Yeah, I think I saw that Howard had said something back to him, like move on or whatever. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I guess that was probably why.
Yeah, they asked Shaq about the big men in the league and what he thought about Howard going over to the Lakers.
Whatever, Shaq's always in the middle of everything. He's always in the middle of everything. Yeah, so whatever. It's just Shaq being Shaq, and he probably does need to move on. He's still trying to be a commentator, and he can't even talk. I don't know. probably the best news we have, former Marlin Miguel Cabrera, the Venezuelan native, has won the Triple Crown. 44 homers, 139 RBIs, and a .330 batting average. So all this talk about should Mike Trout possibly be the MVP. I mean, the people that are supporting Cabrera, I don't like their reasons. All they're saying is that he won a Triple Crown. That's just a name. I mean, you do look at all the stats, but first of all, I don't see how, Trout has more stolen bases by a lot, but I don't see how more stolen bases and better defense is going to really outdo the main three stats that Cabrera does have, not to mention OPS, which is on-base percentage and slugging combined. Obviously, Miguel Cabrera, that's the main stat I think they look at. And Pujols was winning his MVPs. And, most importantly, the A's didn't make the playoffs, and the Detroit Tigers did. So that should be the hands-down Miguel Cabrera winning the MVP, and Mike Trout should probably win the Rookie of the Year.
Well, Mike Trout, speaking of Rookie of the Year, he's the first rookie ever to hit 30 home runs and steal over 40 bases in a season. And
he almost had 50 stolen bases, and that would have been the third person ever to do 50 and 30. Mike Trout's incredible. No question about it.
Those two other people were Eric Davis in 87 and Barry Bonds, of all people, in 1990. They're the only two people to do 30 and 50 in a season ever. So if he had hit that 50, it would have been he'd have been up there with the elite.
Yeah, that would have been.
And to do it as a rookie is amazing,
He'll definitely win a few MVPs. He's obviously, Cabrera's not a young guy anymore, so I'm sure in 3 or 4 years when Miguel's out of the way and Pujols is done, I'm sure he'll be winning a few MVPs. And the Angels will probably be a good team, but for some reason they couldn't click this year. Also, big news, Oakland A's. I don't know the exact number, but I believe there were 5 games out with less than 10 games to go. And the last series was against the Rangers, who they were trying to catch for the division. They had already made the wild card, but as you all know, first of all, the wild card is kind of iffy this year because if you make the wild card, you don't jump into the playoffs. You have to play a 1-game playoff, so you always want to win that division. And sure enough, they flipped the Rangers to take over the AL West championship. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I heard a stat or a quote. The A's, their whole salary for the entire team is $49 million for the price of 2 Yankees. And it's true. It's crazy when you see teams like that. I don't know if y'all remember the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill. That was with Billy Beane, the life of him and being a GM of the A's and how they had a couple seasons, and he's still there. So, if that movie touched you, I definitely would be rooting for the A's. I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy playoffs. It starts tomorrow with the wild cards. The wild cards will be Orioles at Rangers, 1 game. Winner takes a wild card. And then Cardinals at Braves. I feel for the Braves. I do. The Braves have a 6-game lead, I believe, on the Cardinals. And, I don't know. I've been a fan of this all year, but now I'm just like, the Braves, I think they have like the third best record in the NL. And now they have to win 1 game. It's a 1-game playoff, and they could be out of the playoffs. I don't like, if you're going to do this, make it a 3-game playoff, I think. Just 1 game is just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that one game thing, I'm not a fan of it either. I mean,
Atlanta
is a better team, but I don't feel that they're going to win this one game. I think St. Louis has momentum.
It's not even that. It's just anybody can win a game. I mean, if it's a five-game series, you can have a bad game and come back and regroup and think about it. No, you don't have that opportunity because anything can happen. You know, it's baseball. One bad call or just a ball hits off the base wrong that happens maybe once every 50 games, and now it just happens to happen that game. You know, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I like the Braves in this one, honestly. But I don't know, man. I think it'll be a good game. I'm rooting for the Braves, for Kipper, and the fact that they had a much better record. I think they deserve the wild card, so we'll see. But I think some good games tomorrow. I think it's around 5 o'clock. We're going to the only update pretty soon. Just moving on really quickly, I'm going to run through my college football. Here's the rankings now for the top 25 as of this week. You have Alabama at number 1, Oregon number 2, Florida State number 3, LSU number 4, Georgia number 5, South Carolina number 6. All those teams are 5-0. Kansas State at number 7, West Virginia number 8, Notre Dame number 9, Florida number 10, Texas number 11. Those are all those teams are 4-0. Ohio State, I guess Ohio State's 5-0. I guess. I don't know. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
USC is 3-1, number 13. Oregon State, 3-0. Clemson, 4-1. TCU, 4-0. Number 13, Oklahoma, 2-1. Stanford, number 18, 3-1. Louisville, number 19, they're 5-0. 20-25, Mississippi State, Nebraska, Rutgers, Washington, Northwestern, they're 5-0. And UCLA, they're 4-1. And just really quickly, I'm not going to go over last week's scores. There was a couple close calls, but I don't believe there were any big upsets last week. But let me get into it really quickly. There's big games this week. There's a game on three games on today. The big game on today, USC number 13 at Utah. Utah took up to a 14-0 lead. USC now has a 24-21 lead. Oregon, number 2 Oregon, plays host to number 23 Washington. Florida State plays at North Carolina State. Wow, that's a big game. Number 5, Georgia at number 6, South Carolina. And number 4, LSU at number 10, Florida. That'll be a great game. LSU won pretty decisively last week, but I think at halftime they're only up like 3 or, I don't know, at the Townsend, some crazy bad school. Looks like number 8, West Virginia, at number 11, Texas. Number 21, Nebraska, at number 12, Ohio State. Wow, those will be some good games. Notre Dame is ranked number 9. They're home against Florida, Miami. Oklahoma, number 17, at Texas Tech. And so those are the big games this week so far, which should be fun. And so that's it for that. Let's move on to my Wolf, do you have anything to talk about for Hootie's Corner today at all? Any NASCAR, golf, tennis?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, the Ryder Cup ended, and the USA ended up losing due to Tiger missing a putt on the 18th.
So we
ended up losing to Europe. Rory McIlroy showed up 5 minutes before tee time because he thought his tee time was an hour later. Didn't get to warm up. And shot the lights out. The man was incredible. And as far as NASCAR goes, since we are on the half-an-hour schedule, I'll try and keep it pretty quick. Last Sunday, Brad Keselowski won in Dover, so he took the lead in the chase. He's got a 5-point lead over Jimmy Johnson, so you're top 12 or you're 12 in the chase right now. Our Keselowski, Jimmy Johnson, number 3 is Denny Hamlin. He's back 16 points. Then we have Clint Bowyer, Tony Stewart, Casey Kane at 6, Earnhardt Jr. at 7, down 39 points. Then Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Jeff Gordon at number 10, down 48 points. Greg Biffle and Matt Kenseth rounds out. There's 6 races left in the chase. So it's anybody's – with that few points, it's anybody's race at this point.
All
and
right,
also, just wanted to say that the WNBA, the finals are on. L.A. is playing at this moment. Minnesota and L.A. in the Western
Minnesota
finals.
Minnesota was up 17.5 last time I checked.
Yeah, they won. It's over. It's a done deal. And then you have Indiana and Connecticut in the Eastern Finals, Minnesota 194-77. And then tomorrow you have Indiana and Connecticut for the East Coast Finals. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And also just to mention that hopefully on next week's show, we will have Tony Joyner. He was captain for the University of Florida Gators for the 2000. Well, he was there 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007 with the Gators winning a championship. He was also roommate to Tim Tebow. So we're going to see if we can get him on the show and talk a little sports with us and talk football.
Yeah, true, true. Check in next week for that. I'm pretty excited to pick his brain and see what he has to talk about. So I look forward to that next week, hopefully. And just moving on, we will talk about NFL real quickly. I do have my power rankings and my predictions for this week. Moving to my power rankings real quick. At 32, I still have the Browns. At 31, the Chiefs. At 30, the Jaguars. 29, your Raiders. At 28, the Titans. 27, the Colts. At 26, the Dolphins. Only I picked the Dolphins a little high just because they've been really close to these games. They just can't seem to pull it out. They should have won at Arizona last week, if not for a fourth and goal crazy catch that brought into overtime and we lost by a field goal. Seahawks at number 25. 24, the Rams. 23, the Buccaneers. 22, the Jets. 21, the Bills. 20, the Redskins. I think I forgot to put this. I had the Saints on here. I don't know what I did with them.
And speaking of the Saints, did you see that Sean Payton, coach of the Saints, who was suspended, requested from the NFL to be allowed to be at this week's game for Breeze possibly breaking the record of 48 games with a consecutive 48 consecutive games with a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And the league, agreed to it.
Yeah, that's nice. All right, I'm glad you came with that because I found my mistake. Yeah, I had the Rams. It's hard, man. I keep putting this power rankings and I see another team. I'm like, man, it's tough. All right, so I had the the 22 in the Jets, 21 the Bills. At number 20, the Redskins. At number 19, the Cowboys. 18, the Lions. At 17, I have the Saints. I know they haven't won a game yet, but based on what I've seen, I still think they're a number 17 team at least. Number 16, the Panthers. 15, the Steelers. 14, Chargers. At number 13, the Vikings. Number 12, the Broncos. Back down to number 11 is the Giants. Number 10, the Eagles. Number 9, the Packers. Number 8, the Bears. Number 7, the Bengals. Number 6, the Cardinals. Number 5, Falcons. At 4, the Patriots. Number 3, Ravens. Number 2, the 49ers. And number 1, the Texans. And I believe the Texans play at New York Jets on Monday night. So I don't know if you're excited or not, but I'm pretty ready. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a blowout. But I don't know. I don't know if you have any faith in the Jets versus the Texans.
I still have faith in my team.
All right. That's good to know. Well, here are my predictions. Cardinals at Rams. I think the Rams are going to win 21-20. That game's going on right now. My prediction looks like it's all right so far. St. Louis is up 17-3, 5 minutes left. I guess I gave too much credit to the Cardinals with 20 points there, but I did predict the right team, so that's good. Dolphins at Bengals. I think Bengals win 31-24. Packers at Colts. Packers 30-20. Ravens, Chiefs. Ravens win 38-13. Browns at Giants. I think the Giants blow them out 30-3. Eagles at Steelers. I think the Steelers win this one 20-17. Falcons at the Redskins. I think the Falcons win 23-18. Seattle at Carolina. I think Carolina finally starts winning 28-16. Chicago at Jacksonville. Chicago has momentum from last week. I think they win 27-17. Tennessee at Minnesota. I had Minnesota winning 31-17 to improve to 4-1. Broncos at New England. This is a tough game, and I really think the Patriots are going to win, but I think it'll be a close one. I have the Patriots winning 26-22. 49ers in Buffalo. I have the 49ers winning 35-15. Chargers and the Saints. I think the Saints win 34-26, get their first win. And yes, Monday Night Football, I have the Houston Texans and the Jets. I have Houston winning 35-16. I think the Texans are by far the most complete team in football, and the Jets are just struggling right now. So,
yeah, they are.
But, let's see what we got here. Other than that, I think I'll just really quickly run it through my MLB update. I mean, the season's over, so we have everything complete. I guess I'll just get to my final standings for the year. American League East, the Yankees ended up winning that division by 2 games. Came down to the last game, they would have lost, and Baltimore would have won. They actually would have been having a playoff right now in Baltimore, and then the winner of that game would be the division champ, and then the loser would have to play again tomorrow versus the Rangers. But that didn't happen. Yanks won and Baltimore lost. So Yanks win, 95-67 is their record. They win the division. And I believe, yeah, they have the best record in the AL. So they will, at least in the AL, to run through New York. They will have to play, however, in the NL Park in the World Series. But Baltimore is in the playoffs with a wild card. Tampa finished 5 games back in the division, 3 back in the wild card. Toronto, they finished 22 back in the division, and Boston 23 games back. In the Central, Detroit won the division after leading the entire year pretty much. The White Sox failed to make the playoffs. Detroit 88-74. I think they have the worst record coming into the playoffs for anybody. White Sox, like I said, they didn't make it, 3 games back. Kansas City 16 back. Cleveland Indians 20 back, and the Twins 22 back. And then 14 AL West, Oakland, on the final day, I believe 166 straight games that Texas was leading the division, and they gave it up on the last day. Texas finished on a 3-game losing streak, finishing 3-7 in the last 10. Oakland, a 6-game winning streak, and winning 8 of their last 10. So just crazy comeback from the A's. So we'll see if they can ride the hot streak to the playoffs. Like I said, the Oakland is 94-68. They have the second best record in the AL. And Texas, 1 game back. They will be in the wild card game tomorrow versus the Orioles. The Angels finished 5 games back, and Seattle finished 19 games back. In the National League, the Washington Nationals have the best record in baseball. Even if it did go by the amount of wins, they would still have home field in the World Series, but they get the home field. The entire playoffs run through Washington. So I really didn't have any faith in them. I mean, you don't tend to think they're going to have a lot of experience or anything, but they're going to have the home field advantage. 98-64 for the Nationals. That's crazy. It really is. I mean, I've been watching the same as that team for the last 5 years, and they've been the laughing stock of the National League East. And now Miami is. And the Phillies are sort of.
From zero to hero, you gotta love it. It's a Cinderella story.
It is, man. I mean, I mean, they're in a division, so I'm rooting for them. As impressive as that was, the Braves were equally as impressive. 94-68 for the Braves, 4 games back on in the division. Any other division they would have been in, maybe except the AL Central, they would have had a pretty much good chance of winning the division. But they get one the wild card game, Cincinnati. Wednesday, well, back to the NL East. Atlanta 4 games back. Phillies 17 back. The Mets 14 back. And the Marlins 69-93 for the year. 29-8 back in the division. And the NL Central, the Reds 97-65. Still an impressive year for them. St. Louis 9 games back. They get the second wild card versus the Braves tomorrow. Milwaukee 14 back. Pittsburgh 18 back. The Cubs, 36 games back, and the Astros, only 42 games back of the division. And in the West, I really thought after all the Dodgers made all these moves, they would make something and do something with the season, but it was all at the same time, the Giants losing their star player, Melky Cabrera, and the Dodgers acquiring all these new players. And for some reason, it was the Giants that started winning games. So they won the division at 94-68. Dodgers, 8 back. Arizona, 13. San Diego, 18. And the Colorado Rockies, 30 games back. I guess I don't have to get in them. Well, I do have to get in my schedules, sort of. But there really isn't any schedules yet because we don't know who the wild card teams will be. Because depending on who wins the wild card will depend on who plays who, because you can't play your division in the first round of the playoffs. So if, you know, if Texas wins the first round, then they can't play Oakland. Or if the Orioles win, they can't play the Yankees. So I guess all we have left is just our stats. And, see, it's what I thought. Like, Melky Cabrera was leading in, you can see him in the stat line, but he's not in the stats anymore because he didn't acquire the 502 at-bats it took to get the qualify for the average. So just looking actually in all of baseball, we have Buster Posey leading everybody in batting average at 336. I guess Joey Votto didn't make it either. He was batting at 342, but I guess he didn't have enough at-bats. So Miguel Cabrera is second with 330, Andrew McCutchen 327, Mike Trout 326, Adrian Beltre 321, Ryan Braun 319, Joe Mauer 319, Derek Jeter 316, Yadier Molina 315, and tied at 313, you have Prince Fielder, Torrey Hunter, Billy Butler, and Robinson Cano. Four home runs. We have Miguel Cabrera, 44 homers. Curtis Granderson, 43, tied with Josh Hamilton. Edwin Encarnacion with 42. Ryan Braun, 41. Adam Dunn, 41. Another 40 home run season for Adam Dunn. He's been racking them up. I don't know how many homers he had so far, but he's going to end up with a lot. Giancarlo Stanton, 37. Adrian Beltre, 36. Josh Willingham for the Twins, 35. And Jay Bruce, 34. Robinson Cano had 33. And we have RBIs really quickly. Cabrera with 139. Josh Hamilton, 128. Chase Headley, 115 for the Padres. Finally got up there. Ryan Braun, 112. Encarnacion and Willingham at 110. Tied at 108, Prince Fielder, Adrian Gonzalez, and Soriano. And then with 107, Billy Butler. And Granderson had 106, Pujols had 105. And last but not least, the pitching really quickly, your ERA leaders for the year. Your best ERA was Clayton Kershaw with 253, David Price, 256, Verlander, 264, R.A. Dickey, 273, Johnny Cueto, 278. Matt Cain, 279. Weaver, 281. Kyle Loesch, 286. Gio Gonzalez, 289. And Zimmerman from the Nationals with 294. We had a couple of 21-game winners this year. Well, one 21-game winner. Gio Gonzalez from the Nationals. R.A. Dickey from the Mets with 20. David Price with 20. Jared Weaver with 20. Cueto, 19. So impressive for all those guys up there. And I guess the last but not least, I'll go into strikeouts. I think the two Tigers got it. Yeah, they did. Justin Verlander with 239. The other Tiger, Matt Scherzer, with 231. All right, Dickey, 230. Kershaw, 229. Felix Hernandez, 223. My last thing I want to talk about is who do you feel is going to win the AL and NL Cy Young Awards? Do you have anybody in mind?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, wins wise, you know what? I have no idea.
All right, well, I'll throw you my opinion. I think David Price wins the AL Cy Young. He's 20-5, 2.56 ERA. That's incredible. I think he actually has the best ERA and the most wins. He's my vote. Yeah, he has the best ERA and the most wins in the National League, or in the American League, sorry. So I don't know, man.
What about
Jared
Weaver, though?
He had 20-5, but looking at strikeouts, David Price has 57 more strikeouts. So 53 more strikeouts. I don't know. No, 63. I'm sorry. I can't do math. But 63 more strikeouts for David Price. He's given up four less home runs. I don't know, man. I think he's got a better overall numbers. Weaver didn't make the playoffs either. I think David Price was actually in it in the last few days. So I give it to David Price. And the NL.
Now, do you think Gio Gonzalez is a lock, or do you think that they could give it to? I mean, Vicky, on a losing team, he had a great, you know, a great season. Man. Cordo had a great season too, but he had two less wins than Gio Gonzalez, and Vicky had one less win than Gonzalez. So Gonzalez a lock for Washington and made it to the playoffs. You know, he had great stats.
I think it has to be Gio. Most wins, his ERA is impressive, 2.89, 207 strikeouts. Kershaw had more strikeouts, a better ERA, but only 14 wins in a playoff, a team that did not make the playoffs. I usually go to ERA right away, but, you know, he's slacking pretty much. I mean, Gio Gonzalez still had a really good ERA, so I think I gave it to Gio. His team had the best record in baseball at that, and he's going to show it in the playoffs. He's their number one. He's their ace, but Strasburg not playing, so.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that.
So we still have, I mean, it's still going to be, we're still recording here. We're not live anymore. But I guess I'll just throw out really quick my AL and NL MVPs. I'm going with Miguel Cabrera with the AL. I mean, the Triple Crown is impressive, but just looking at the stats you have to get to acquire the Triple Crown, I mean, those are the big three stats, you know. I mean, he's leading all three. His team's in the playoffs. Trout had an impressive year. I think it's really close, but I just don't, I think the numbers are better for Cabrera. I think Trout wins the Rookie of the Year. In the NL, I'm just looking at the stats here. It's tough, man. I think maybe Buster Posey wins the I think Buster Posey probably wins the NL MVP. He has the best batting average in baseball. Only 24 home runs, but you know what? Brian Braun has 17 more homers, but he only has nine more RBIs.
Brian Braun also has 112 RBIs.
He does, but I'm saying Buster Posey has 103 RBIs. He has six more walks, and he also has 30 less strikeouts. I think the thing that might possibly give Brian Braun maybe is the stolen bases. He has 30 to Buster Posey's one. Although Buster Posey gets a catcher. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. And Ryan Braun might win it, but it should be close. I mean, if they count who's in the playoffs, who's not, I think Buster Posey might win that one. He's more valuable to his team. And like I said, the Milwaukee Brewers did not have a good season at all. So it'll be close between them. I'm picking Posey if I were picking the thing. And the Rookie of the Year, I don't know. We have the top rookies. I haven't really been following the rookies. If you just look at the top average of all the rookies, well, that's just AL. Looking at the NL, I mean, Mike Trout hands down will win it in the NL. Yeah, Bryce Harper. Why not? He's got 22 home runs, a second, 59 RBIs, batting .270. 56 walks. I mean, I'm looking at Rosario for Colorado. He's got six more homers. Bryce Harper has nine more triples, six more doubles. He's got roughly 35 more hits. He's about 30 more runs. I think, I don't know, I think I give it to Bryce Harper. I think he's, like I said, they have the best record in baseball, so he's had an unbelievable year.
I'd agree with you on that one.
All right. Well, we got all our sports in today. I believe
one last thing before we go, just wanted to state that I forgot, you know, when I did my little corner there. The NHL, after 18 days of lockout, still hasn't come to an agreement, so they agreed today to cancel the first 2 weeks of the season. So there will be no NHL games for the first 2 weeks.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw about basketball, but John Wall is going to miss the preseason and a dozen games in the regular season due to his injury. He had surgery, I believe, and he's going to miss the first. He's going to miss the preseason and the first 2 weeks of the regular season. So not a great start for John Wall in the Washington.
Or the NHL playoff, or the NHL season. I got to start breathing one of them. But just so you know, the Young Bean Cardinals will lose today. They're down 14 with 2 minutes left. Denny Amendola, was on my fantasy team. He looks he's out for the game. He was actually he was ruled out for the rest of the game. I don't know how serious his injury is. So I think he'll be fine maybe for next week. But at least he got a touchdown for me. That's good. No, he didn't get a touchdown. I don't know if he got a touchdown. We got a 44-yard pass. Whatever. Anyway, enough of that. Good luck to all of you for your baseball teams out there. We got a lot of baseball coming up. It's the first time we've ever had a wild card playoff, so it's history tomorrow. I don't know. My predictions for tomorrow, I think the Braves win 5-2. They're a pretty good pitcher on the mound. And I think Texas gets in the playoffs. I can't see them out of the playoffs, so I think Texas wins that game against the Orioles. It looks like Yu Darvish is going to be on the mound for the Rangers, the rookie. So I think they went big. I'm going to say 7-1. So that's my prediction.
I got to disagree with you on that one. I believe that this is going to be an Orioles. It's their year. They've been at the bottom of the American League for so long. This is their year to do it. So I think they will win tomorrow and get into the playoffs. And you know, I don't think they'll get out of the first round, but I think they will make it in.
Well, the funny thing is last year when the last game of the season was the craziest we've ever seen, we saw the Rays get in two homers by Longoria, and last night he had three home runs against the Orioles on a 5-0 win. So just thought that was interesting. But, we'll see you in the playoffs, and just make sure you guys join me this Sunday for another edition of the Civil NFL pregame show, and join me and Hootie next week for another edition of the Civil Sports Wrap. I'm not sure if it's going to be an hour or half an hour, but either way, if it's a half an hour, we just talk faster. That'll work. But anyway.
That'll work.
Like I said, tell the listeners who might be coming on next week.
It's Earl Joyner from, he was captain of the University of Florida Gators for 2004 to 2007. He played, and he was also roommates with Tim Tebow and was picked up by the Titans for a season. And he's going to be calling in next week, hopefully, and be with us.
All right, guys. With that, I'll say good night. See you guys next week. Join me Sunday, and then join us next Thursday. Good luck to all your teams out there, and I'll talk to you later, Hootie.
Take care.
Later.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Blaine. For LeBron! Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall, gone! My goodness, an absolute bomb!
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling at a fender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.